Chapter 5. Interesting Information. The old woman was still knitting, and she continued talking as Richard sat down next to her.
I'm going to visit my daughter and my grandson. I'm knitting a jumper for him.
She indicated the knitting, then took a photo out of her pocket and showed it to Richard.
This is my grandson, she said.
She was silent for a moment and then continued.
He was in prison, you know, 2 years for stealing motorbikes. But he's not a bad boy, really.
She looked at Richard's face.
You look quite like him, don't you? She asked.
Richard looked at the photo quickly. Yes, I do, he said. He was concentrating completely now. It was the word motorbike which made him pay attention. He looked at the old woman, and then he looked at the photo again. It was a photo of a young man, about the same age as Richard. Is this perhaps the person who stole my motorbike? He thought. The old woman continued her story.
He had the wrong kind of friends, you see. He robbed some shops as well.
The old woman looked out of the window as the bus slowed down.
Oh, this is my stop, she said,
and put the knitting into her bag. She got up and took the photo out of Richard's hand.
Goodbye, young man. It was nice talking to you.
Richard couldn't think of anything to say to her. He just watched her get off and walk along the pavement as the bus drove away. He looked at the name of the street, Tower Road. He knew it was improbable, but if there was a possibility that the old woman's grandson had his motorbike, then Richard wanted to investigate. He decided that after the job interview, he would go back to Tower Road and see what he could find. Richard's interview was for a job in a travel agency, and he really needed the job. He was going to finish school in July, and he wanted to work for a year before starting university. He needed to earn some money and get some work experience. He was going to study tourism at university, and that was why the job was so important. Unfortunately, his interview was a disaster. He couldn't concentrate. He was thinking all the time about his motorbike and the old woman's grandson.